you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. I'm Luke Stuckmeyer. We're doing a division preview on the pod today. You can't talk about the Central Division without discussing the Cubs' arch rivals to the South. And we're excited to be joined by Chris Ranji. Chicago sports fans, of course, know this guy from his great work at The Score, loyal member of 83 Nation. And now he's hosting the Fast Lane afternoons at 101 ESPN in St. Louis. Chris, how you doing?
You know, it is good talk. It's nice to talk to the founding member of 83 Nation.
Yeah. Well, technically the second founding member. I was part of the club.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Clark is still number one. Clark's always the founding father.
I get it, but Luke, you made it happen.
So you're out in St. Louis. You're back home now. How are things going there? Good?
Yeah, it's going okay. I mean, we're, doing a regular show, regular hours. So that's kind of a nice thing. You get to work in the afternoon and then be home by about 7:30. I can deal with that.
Very nice. Are the calls any more crazy than they were when you were doing White Sox postgame and you'd get the calls after the game? Are they better now?
I can tell you that it's way better, and here's why. We don't take any. We take zero phone calls. And no, actually, to be perfectly honest, there are a lot of times, and I'm saying this with 100% honesty, I kind of miss the phone calls.
Uh-oh.
I really do. As nuts as it would get, I sort of miss it. I miss that interaction. But we kind of take a – we do a thing called a mic drop where people can leave – it's basically a voicemail, but you do it on the app and you leave like a 30-second – you can say whatever you want to.
Yeah.
And so we play those a lot, but it's not the same as having a back and forth with somebody.
Right. All right, let's talk about the Cubs rival here. You were doing radio about one of the Cubs' rivals, the White Sox. Now you're doing it mostly talking Cardinals. We just heard Paul Goldschmidt, who might be the most underhyped star in baseball, I think. He's averaged more than 31 homers and 102 ribbies the last 4 years. Ken Rosenthal saying that extension's almost done. 5 years, at least 110. This is really big for St. Louis, isn't it? I feel like it's a bargain deal.
Yeah, as we're talking now, it looks like that deal's going to get finalized over the weekend. And I think it's a... And I tweeted out, I think it's a really nice deal for the Cardinals at $130 million in 5 years. That'll put them about 26 per season, which is, I mean, if you want to look at how guys have been paid up until the last couple of years, that's a really reasonable deal for somebody that has produced like he has. And he's been one of the best hitters in the National League, in baseball, actually. And there's not even a question about that. The only downside to him is that he's going to be 32. You know, you're not getting him at 26, but you're also, the Cardinals are not going to be signing him for another 7 or 8 years. 5 is reasonable. And in fact, I think both sides are doing well here. If it were any other year, maybe like 2 years ago, he's really cashing in. I'm guessing he's probably pulling in a couple hundred. But with the way the market has been, and you're seeing guys just wanting to jump on deals so they don't get left out with nothing, this is a really good deal considering the landscape.
Yeah, I mean, when he was 25, he signed an extension, 6 years, $32.5 million with Arizona. That was very affordable. I mean, he definitely could have made six-figure, at least $100,000 or $100 million more, I should say, had he gone to free agency at some point. It's sort of like the Anthony Rizzo route. They're not going to make Bryce Harper money, but they're still going to be, you know, generationally wealthy by the time they're done playing. So I get it from both sides.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I think you have to have that argument every time, or you need to, that's got to be the caveat every time you have this discussion, because people do not like to hear that a baseball player is underpaid. They don't want to hear that. what you have to do is put it in perspective for them, and that baseball is about a $10 to $11 billion a year business, and these players are the product. So, yes, they make a lot of money, but relative to what Major League Baseball brings in, they're not doing as well as they used to, and they should be making more money. So, but, yes, if this had been 3 years ago, Goldschmidt, I would say, probably gets at least an eight-year contract, and you're talking like over 200, probably 250, somewhere in that range. But 3 years later, things are a whole lot different.
Yeah, I mean, and I look at Goldschmidt and Carpenter, and while they're older at the corners, it's a pretty good counterpunch to Rizzo and Bryant. Definitely for this season it is. I think this is good for the rivalry. Would you agree that having those guys on the corner on both sides of the rivalry is good for it?
Yeah, if Carpenter can stay healthy, and he's been dealing with some back issues, and he may not leave with the team right away out of spring training, but they're hopeful that he's going to be able to start the season with them. And injury troubles have been a problem for him in the past, and in fact, the Cardinals have had a lot of those issues lately with some of their best players, including Dexter Fowler. So as long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be productive, and as long as he's productive, it'd be nice to have those two bats on the corners of the infield. The only problem, I guess really the downside with Carpenter is that he's not great at third. He's pretty good at getting to what he needs to get to, but he's had some shoulder trouble in the past, so making that throw from third base, it always seemed like kind of an adventure. So hopefully he's ironed through a lot of that. But if those two guys are hitting, and you know Goldschmidt is going to, and if Carpenter is healthy, he probably is too, yeah, that makes the rivalry a lot better.
When you know, it's hard to say, but I can't believe the Cardinals have missed the postseason now for three straight seasons since they lost to the Cubs, I guess, in that divisional series of 2015. We've seen the moves. We've seen the extension now with Goldschmidt. Do you feel like the people of St. Louis are putting pressure on the Cardinals? Do they feel that at all going into this season?
I don't know if the Cardinals feel pressure, but I do think there's a growing number of people here that's not good with it, that they're tired of missing out on the playoffs. And I know that you could look to a lot of other teams that have had a lot of futility over many, many years and decades and say, well, at least you're not them, you know, at least you're not the Florida Marlins, but or the Pirates, who have been good and gotten to the playoffs but just can't get very deep in the playoffs and basically wasting the core they had for so many years. No, they're not those teams. But still, you expect an organization like the Cardinals that pulls in the money they do and the attendance. They're one of the top two or three teams in baseball in terms of attendance per game, and that's paid attendance. They bring in a lot of money, and I think people expect them to – I think they like the team they've put together, but there is a lot. If you follow on Twitter and you listen to what people say, and I know it's not a perfect representation, but if you follow what a lot of people say, there are quite a few Cardinals fans that wish they would have – at least made a real offer, and I'm not sure what they offered for Machado or Harper, but there are a lot of people that wish they would have at least done that, even with Goldschmidt in the mix, because their feeling is the division is good. The Central Division is a very good division. It's going to be tough. It's been tough for a couple of years now. Why not give yourself as much help as possible? And why not turn a really good team into a potentially great team by making an addition like that? So I think there are a lot of people who are, it's like they're okay with it, but they wish they would have done more, and that's kind of how I feel too.
Yeah, and I just checked the other day, they had the fewest runs scored in the Grapefruit League. I don't know if that means anything now, but is there, you know, does that mean anything to you that they've had a little slow start offensively at spring training?
No, I mean, here's the problem with it. Well, first of all, if you're looking for a silver lining, the Red Sox are down there too, I think maybe 28th or 29th or something like that in terms of runs scored. And you know that team's going to be good. You know they're
right.
Going to hit. It might take them a while. Who knows how the season's going to start, but they are going to be a good team when it's over. So in that regard, no. But because it sort of feels like a continuation from the year before, and they've added this guy in Goldschmidt, and he's supposed to make everything better, and Ozuna and Fowler were not hitting for most of the spring, and Fowler had a couple of home runs today. So hopefully he's starting to pick things up. But the fact that they've had a really difficult time getting runs, it's not like people are worried, but it's one of those things where you certainly notice it and you go, uh-oh, I hope this doesn't become a thing when the regular season starts. I hope this does become like, you know, you've seen a lot of teams in the past just flip that switch when the regular season begins. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And that's kind of where a lot of folks are now. I think if this had been a playoff team last year and had been a really good offense, I don't think people would think twice about what's going on in spring. But because the last couple of years went the way they did, it's one of those things that I think you're more sensitive to.
We're talking with our buddy Chris Ranji from 101 ESPN in St. Louis. Chris, Pecota rankings say, hey, Cubs are going to be bad. They're going to be last place in this division. They think it's the starting rotation is getting old. On the Cards side of it, their rotation has a question mark, but I know one thing. To me, Jack Flaherty could be a Cy Young winner. How good do you think he could be this year?
I think he's the best they have right now. And I'm not sure that even if Alex Reyes, who, by the way, is, it looks like, going to start in the bullpen for them, coming back from a couple of serious injuries. Reyes was their number one prospect. Flaherty, to me, if he does not have a really, really good career in baseball, I will be shocked. And one of a couple things happened, and one of them is really bad, and that is an injury. And the other one is, you know, just sometimes it happens with players after their rookie season. They never quite figure that out again, or they never have that again. So I don't see those things happening to him. Of course, an injury can happen, but I don't see him trailing off a ton. I think he is absolutely legit. It's the rest of the rotation that you have to be kind of concerned about. Dakota Hudson's going to be at the end of it. It looks like he's going to be their fifth starter. And he's still relatively untested, though he's looked great this spring. We don't know about Carlos Martinez and his health. If he's healthy, he's good for 200 innings. And he's good for getting him through ball games at minimum. And sometimes he can be lights out. So he's been a couple of steps away from being a true ace. He hasn't really quite gotten there consistently, but I think they need him in that rotation. I think they need him healthy. I think he needs to be there. Michael Wacha is a guy who hasn't thrown more than 180 innings over the last 4 or 5 years. He's had injury trouble just like last year. Adam Wainwright is in his late 30s, and he gave him just over 100 innings last year. So I think they have a lot of uncertainty. They've got a lot of depth, and they love to tout their depth, which is true. They do have it. They do have a lot of minor league pitching depth that they can call on. But the thing about depth is you don't have it if you have to use it all year. I mean, that's the thing. Depth is great until you're using two or three of your depth guys in a rotation at once, and I hope they don't have to go there. As long as the rotation, I think, as a whole stays pretty healthy, they should be okay. But Jack Flaherty is good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he could be really special here in the next couple years. Coming up on the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust, we'll talk more with Chris Ranji of 101 ESPN in St. Louis. We'll ask Chris, what did he think of Chris Bryant's comments about the city of St. Louis being boring? And if it's not boring, what does he do in the Show Me State to stay entertained?
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's time for more conversation with our buddy Chris Ranji from 101 ESPN in St. Louis. I'm sure you heard and talked about it plenty in St. Louis, the Chris Bryant joke about the city of St. Louis being boring at Cubs convention. He was on a talk show with Ryan Dempster, then Yadi Molina fired back in the media. What was the reaction in St. Louis? And you don't really think this is going to carry over to the Diamond, do you?
I don't know. I feel like Yadier Molina is somebody who would let that fester a little bit, because he's one of those guys that I don't know if you know how there are just some people who have to use whatever they possibly can to get an edge, so to make themselves angry. I think he kind of does that, and so if that helps him, okay, fine. But as far as the rivalry goes, I think what Bryant did. And even though he was talking to a Cubs audience, so he's saying exactly what you would do. You're crapping on the other city.
Right.
That's what people do in a rivalry. He's doing that in front of a pro Cubs audience. I know he knows there are people recording it and that it's on film. I don't think that he was in the moment thinking it was going to get back to Cardinals or St. Louis and blow up like it did. But I don't think it matters. I think it adds to the rivalry. It makes it more interesting. It makes you want to watch. And even if Molina went a little bit over the top in his response, the fact that he responded makes it a better rivalry. This is, to me, it just made the whole thing interesting, and that very first series should be a lot of fun.
I think
at
it's
least
funny.
That first game will be.
Chris, give us something fun about St. Louis. Tell us Chris Bryant is wrong. Tell us what's fun about the Show Me State.
I'm here.
That's right, see? Already it's fun.
Right?
It's worth a trip to St. Louis right now.
And look, Luke, you know I'm a fun guy, man.
I agree.
You know this.
I've been to the Arch. You know,
yes.
What's a good time in downtown St. Louis if Cubs fans are going there this summer for one of the weekend matchups?
You know what you want to do? It's not – so you're going to go to the Cardinals game, right?
Right.
You'll probably go hang out at Ballpark Village across the street, which is fine and nice and whatever. But I think the fun thing to do is to go into the Soulard neighborhood, which is the old sort of French Quarter neighborhood. It's got a real New Orleans feel to it.
Okay.
There's a lot of influence there. So a lot of good pubs and restaurants and neighborhood bars. That's a really cool neighborhood.
Nice.
So I would suggest going to Soulard.
Or we'll just give them your Twitter handle. People can just send you Twitter messages asking you where to go each night. Because you're always dialed in. You're always dialed in on where to go.
That's right, man. I don't like to stay at home. There's nothing there for me.
How do you see the Central this year then? I look at just the National League in general, and I think there might be 10 teams that could win the pennant. There's that many teams that have at least something very good going for them.
I totally agree with you, and I don't know what to think of the Central exactly. I don't know if I have a favorite, because I think a lot of teams are very evenly matched. What I do know two things about the division. I do know, number one, the Cubs are not going to finish last. That's outrageous. Even if the rotation is having trouble, I can't see that happening. That's number one, not going to happen. And the other thing is, you're not going to have really a bad, truly bad team in the division. You know, at least every division in baseball usually has one team that's a doormat. I don't think you're going to have one this year. You're going to have probably five teams that are kind of around 500, maybe not exactly 500, but they're going to be kind of around there, I think. I mean, you've got, obviously, the Cubs are good. The Cardinals are good. The Pirates have made some improvements. The Reds have done a lot of improving. So, I mean, I think you're looking, and we know the Brewers, they went to the playoffs last year. They might have some trouble with their bullpen, unless the Kimbrel thing happens,
yeah,
for real, because they put a lot of innings on that bullpen last year. So that could be their one main issue. I really think this division, you're going to have a lot of teams just beating the hell out of each other. And I think it's going to be close. I think what will happen from first place to last place in the division is not going to be all that far. There's going to be a pretty close distance between all those teams. Maybe you have one that by the end of the year trails off a little bit, but you're not going to face any of those teams in the division and go, yeah, this is a doormat, we should be able to walk over them this series. That will not happen this year.
And Chris, Cubs and Cardinals go head-to-head in 7 of the last 10 games of the regular season. I feel like if it ends up tied at the end, we take Yadi Molina, we substitute out Chris Bryant, we put in Wilson Contreras, and we do a steel cage match. Decide it that way,
yeah,
if we have to.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you don't want to put Bryant in the cage match?
No. I feel like Contreras would match the energy of Molina a little more than Chris Bryant. I mean, Chris Bryant's a clothing model. We don't want to.
That's true. You don't want to wreck that face.
No. That's what makes him a little extra money off the diamond, and that's always important,
right,
too.
Right. He's so pretty. You can't mess that up.
Okay, here we go. Cubs fans, if you want to know what's going on with the rival Cardinals all season, follow this Southern gentleman on Twitter. He is at Chris Ronji. And Chris, for your appearance on the Cubs Talk podcast, I'll be sending out a St. Louis is Boring t-shirt to you. Does that sound good?
Oh, that's really great.
Either that or a Malnati's gift card. If Cap comes through, it'll be a Malnati's gift card. One of the two.
Did you say if Cap comes through?
Yeah, well, yes, I did. I did.
Okay. And you probably meant exactly that, if he comes through, because you're not exactly sure if he will.
No, I'm not sure I'll come through with the T-shirt either, but I will try for you.
Okay. Chris, hey, man, just let me know. I'll send you my mailing address.
Hey, great to talk to you. Take care, all right?
You too, my man.
Our thanks to the Ranger, Chris Ranji, for being our guest today. Cubs and Cardinals meet for the first time in 2019 on the weekend of May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Wrigley Field. Thank you for listening to the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to their special Cubs page at www.wintrust.com/Cubs for more info. And so that you don't miss out on any episodes of the Cubs Talk podcast, make sure you subscribe at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or just visit NBCSportsChicago.com. We'll talk to you soon.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.